back, Dr. Carmen. She's gorgeous. She is a goddess of power.
Let me drink you in and you drink me in. Look at this. Love you. Love you. I am so blessed to be here, and I wanted to come back to New York City. I was talking to Brett about a year ago. I said, I want to come back and I want to talk about something that's happening here in Las Vegas. And he says, oh yeah, we'll have you back. And in divine timing, it'll be 1 year anniversary tomorrow of October 1st. Wow. October 1st, as you may know, there was a mass shooting on the Strip, and I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm here to share with you the wonderful things that happened that may not have made the news. You need to know what happened in Las Vegas, not just about the shooting, but what happened during the shooting and shortly after the shooting. Because if you don't have a vision of heaven on earth, you need to grab a vision of heaven on earth. And I saw it firsthand. Did you know that God works in crisis? Because in crisis, you shield your body from the bullets, even if you don't know the person, and you're shielding them and you're taking your own life knowing that you're saving another one. It happens impulsively. There's no time to think. That's what happened in Las Vegas. I don't know if it made the news, but we knew about it. It happened. Strangers were saving strangers, grabbing people, the wounded. They weren't first responders. They were people going to a concert. They were you and me. But what they did was they remembered who they are. And who you really are is the person that doesn't look like you, is the person that doesn't have your same last name, that doesn't have the same color of skin, that's not your age, you have nothing in common, but what you have is that the Creator formed your DNA. We are all the same people, and unfortunately, or fortunately, we know it in crisis. There's another thing that happened that didn't make the news in New York City and all around the country. Did you know that people were sitting in their home watching the live coverage, got in their car and start going to the Strip? Why? Why were they going into the line of fire when we didn't know if it was safe or not? Because the casinos had locked their doors. And so if you were out on the Strip having a good time, you couldn't go back to your hotel room, so you were stranded on the Strip. And people in their homes got in their car and said, you could stay with me. And they had to get on the news and say, people, stay home. We're going to open up the stadium at UNLV. We're going to have people go there. But stay home because you're clogging up traffic. We don't even know if there's another shooter. People let go of themselves when they remember who they are. And we are powerful beyond measure when we remember who we are. And it's not based on the color of your skin or even what you believe. Nobody asked them, are you a Nazi, before I shield you from bullets? We need to get real here, because our power lies in our oneness, not in division, not in separation. They said on the news, just give blood, don't come to the Strip. Do you know the next day they had to turn people away? There were blocks and blocks and blocks of people waiting to give blood. They weren't asking questions. How can I help was the only question. How can I give? Because I was shot. Because I didn't have a place to go. And that is heaven on earth. And I'm so blessed that I was in Las Vegas during that time. And I didn't listen to the news coverage that just went over and over again on the shooting. That wasn't the main story. The main story was that we can create that even if we don't have a crisis. But let me tell you something, we're in crisis now. We're in crisis now. I don't have to tell you that. But oftentimes, people in crisis will divide themselves to hate. And that's not what I saw in Las Vegas. That's not what heaven on earth is. So if you want to have righteous hate and say, this is why I hate, and list off the names, you can't be remembered to your true self. You can't remember who you are. You're so caught up in hate. Let me just tell you who you are. You are powerful beyond measure. Why do I say that? Because when you're dismembered in hate, you don't realize that the power is all around you, through you, as you. You feel separated, disconnected. You feel powerless. And I'm here to tell you that you are so powerful. You have the whole universe at your back. I was talking about this weekend at the conference. I said, do you realize that every time you do a Tai Chi move, every time, you remember those old karate movies? Where they would fight the air before they even kick somebody across the room. I always wondered, why are they doing all this kind of stuff? The guy, you haven't even hit the guy. Maybe you're intimidating the guy. No, what you're doing is, this chi that they talk about, that's your God power. You can't go anywhere and not have God there. It's all around you. We're living in it. We're living in the soup of God. So how can you feel powerless? Only when you're disconnected with hate. Because when you have compassion, ooh, it's there. It's on. You can feel it. And that is the energy that is guiding your conversation. And most of all, it's guarding your heart. And it's the thing that kicks in and shields another person from danger without thinking. Because that is what we're made up as. Every cell of our body is made up of love and compassion when we kick it in. But when we're dissected, divided, separated into that illusion, that we're separate because you think different than me, your thinking has nothing to do with my relation to you. I am the light, and the light is in everything. The trees, the flowers, the Nazi, the whatever. I am in everything, and nothing is going to create a separation, because once I do that, I am separating myself from the power, which is all around me, through me, in me, as me. I remember being in the temple with the money changers, and I did not want there to be a separation between God and me. God and you. God and the poor, because you had to have money to buy a lamb. And then the priests would slaughter the lamb and they would give you a blessing. But if you couldn't afford a lamb, were you condemned? This was a division. And I can't have a division. You have to go straight to God in you, as you, around you, through you. That is where your power is. When they disconnect you from your power, of course you feel powerless. It's a game. It's a game. Never let anyone show you something that will create hate in your heart, because it separates you from the power within you. You are powerful beyond measure. So I remember seeing the people in the temple, and I was frustrated. I said, how will they ever get to their power if this is what they think the road to God is? It's not separate from you. So I turned over the tables. I didn't go to the priests and yank them out and burn them alive. I don't have hate in my heart for people. But I will not stand for a separation from people's power. You are powerful beyond measure. I remember I was frustrated. I wanted to give a really good speech in Washington, D.C. And I had all of these wonderful words and all of these glorious phrases, and I felt like the crowd wasn't getting what I'm saying. And my friend, Mahalia Jackson, said, "Tell them about the dream." And it wasn't really a dream, people. I saw what was on the other side. I saw that we were all the same, and I didn't know how to convey that. So I conveyed it in a way that people would understand. You see, I went to the other side. I went to heaven in the realm that unifies everything. I went into the mind of God and I saw that we were all light, and I said to the people, I have a dream that one day we'll all be together. I may not get there on this planet with you, but I know it exists. And you need to have the vision that I have. I remember that. What does the I am really mean? It means that everything good, all the people that were here on this planet connected to the God source, is moving through you. So you don't say Martin Luther King like it was some abstract person that lived in the 60s and you never met him. That person becomes you. That Jesus that walked in Nazareth and all of those places and spoke in Galilee many years ago, he's not just on a page, he's within your heart. And you start speaking and talking and acting and reacting from that space. That's what heaven on earth is. And we need to get to that place of remembering. Remembering myself with the divine energy, because that is how I was made. That's how you were made. You are made of stardust. You are made of the energy of the divine. That energy is wafting through every space in your cells. But don't let hate dissect you. Have false and forgetful thoughts about who you are. Not anymore. We're not playing that game. We have the universe at our back, whether it's Gandhi, Martin Luther King, Jesus, Saint Teresa, whoever you want to conjure up, they're there. When we remember and remember the power that we are. If you really knew who you are, you would bow down at your own feet. If you really knew who you are, you would see me in you. There would be no separation. If you really knew who you are, you would speak some words and you go, oh yeah, I think Jesus said that. And they would be your own words. There would be no separation. If you really knew who you are, that love energy would pulsate out to your family, to your coworkers, to the world. And we would create heaven on earth. Not just in crisis, but this is an everyday occurrence. It's time to step into your power and be from that space. Embody that space. There is no separation. God is not in the clouds somewhere. It is in the mirror. If you really knew who you are, you would bow down at your own feet. There's nothing wrong with my vision. I see you, and you are holy. You are awesome. You are strong because you have the universe at your back. And you have me kneeling at you because I see you as me, as the divine. There is no separation.
Clearing away anything that may be blocking that truth, that you are powerful beyond measure, that you are the very face of God. Remember the truth of who you are. Of God. This remembrance of truth that you are powerful beyond measure. You are the face of God. Thank you, Dr. Carmen Smith.